Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, and we'll bring you the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. The Tim Rebo Show is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And I know you passed along to Charlie what you're eating tonight, so I appreciate you giving me that visual and that sort of taste of the barbecue. I get it. But congratulations this week. Hard-fought win against McNeese, and, man, it took it down to the end, but you guys ended up with the W.
Yeah, it was a good win, Mike. Anytime you guys know you can win at home against one of your rivals, a long history. The games have been always tough and hard fought. But look, we were up on top, and we had the lead in the fourth quarter. It was good to get the W.
Yeah, you know, this is a few years back. I was on the sidelines, and then Coach O shows up because his sons were playing for McNeese. And so, you know, he texts me, hey, I'm here. So I went and sit down with him, and he was saying, Mike, for a long time, McNeese sort of dominated against Nicholls State in that rivalry. But he said, I think it's starting to change a little bit now. He said, the Colonel's got something out on the field.
Yeah, you know, I talked about that a lot. It was like that with Southeastern, too. A rivalry is not a rivalry if somebody's kicking your butt every year. But since we've gotten here, we've gotten some rivalries back. We've beaten them now five times since I've been here, and we've actually won four in a row against them. So it feels good to get that, but mainly to keep ourselves alive in the conference race by getting to 2-1. And we scratched and clawed to get back to 4-4, get back to 500. After an 0-3 start. So really, really proud of this team and the direction we're heading.
You know, Coach Rebo, I know you would take this every game. If you have these kind of chunk plays, what can you tell the fans about Brock? I mean, I'm looking, he went 66 yards for a touchdown. And then McQuaid threw a 39-yard screen pass to Guggenheim. So, and then Brock ended up running for 101 yards on 9 carries. The only thing I would tell you, why is he only running the ball 9 times? I mean, I think
you were going to get that.
I think I might give him the ball a little more. But, boy, that's always nice when you have those explosive plays.
Yeah, listen, Bobby, you're exactly right. Nobody questions that more than myself, saying, hey, man, you got to go with the guy that's hot. He's a true freshman. He's very, very explosive. We're trying to put him in some situations to get him the ball because he runs hard. He runs angry, which I like. And then Colin Guggenheim just does what he does. He's been playing on a bum knee all year long, but he gets you some clutch, tough yards. And he took a screen pass right before the half. I made a couple guys miss, so it was good to get on the scoreboard.
Coach, another guy that's really broken in big for you this year, Jake D'Amato. And the story is, you know, Jake came in, you recruit him as a running back. The room got sort of full there, and he goes to linebacker, and that was a little transition. Coach, in a three-game stretch, look at what he has done for you defensively. He sort of has been your version of what we are seeing at LSU with Whit Weeks. Now, we didn't have a great game against A&M, but what Jake has done for you guys, he's like a one-man show out there on the field.
Yeah, you know, he's so athletic, Mike. He was that as a running back, too, tough, powerful, strong. Coach Rybecki on the defensive guys are putting him in a good position to make some plays. And you know, like you do with everybody, but he's responding. He's getting some situations with matched up on a running back one-on-one trying to block him, and they just can't do it. And, you know, he has, I don't know, 3 or 4 sacks again this week. He had a safety, and he was named conference player again this week.
Now, Coach Rebo, Bob, when you looked at this, you might say, what the hell just happened? We're up 24-13, and then all of a sudden you're punting, and then one of the blockers who got knocked back toward the punter, and then all of a sudden McNeese has the ball on the 28-yard line. What happened on that? Or just not being firm? And because I know that's like, that's kind of comical at times when you're punting the ball into your own man. So what occurred on that? It's like almost you take for granted till it goes awry. And look at LSU. Like, okay, they play in A&M. Can we snap the ball? Can we hold it? And can we kick it? then all of a sudden, if it's not automatic, then everyone talks about it. So what happened on that particular punt? Because was it just an individual player getting exploded and pushed into the punter or what?
Yeah, Bobby, if I take you back one play before, it was third and about four or five, and we threw a pass to Guggenheim in the flats, and he just lost his feet. He fell down. If you don't fall down, he's going to walk for the first down, and we'll probably just run out of the clock and not have to punt it. But it's what I told the team in the meeting in this morning. It's about details. We were not as sharp on details. We were lined up a little bit deeper in the shield than we should have. And then all of a sudden, they weren't even coming after the punt. They were almost in a punt safe mode, and you see that happen a lot. We got knocked back, and because we were lined up wrong, it hits our guy in the back, and they get the ball, and they go in and score. So it's just an unfortunate situation, but that's how small this game is according to certain details. You have to be really, really sharp and specific all game long.
Now, Coach Rebo, boy, Stephen F., Austin is back in the fold in the Southland Conference. Talk about the challenges there. Because, you know, you look at Incarnate Word, look at the program at Lamar, all the Texas programs. Used to be Houston Baptist. What do they call it now? Houston Christian?
Houston Christian.
Maybe not necessarily like Incarnate Word or Stephen F. and Lamar, but Stephen F., that's going to be a challenge playing them.
Yeah, listen, they're playing really, really good football right now. They're 5-3. They're 3-2 in the conference. They're really talented at the quarterback position. They got three or four running backs. They're putting up some points. I guess the thing that I'm happy about is, again, we got us another home game this week. So hopefully our defense can rise up a little bit and keep them off, and we can get our offense going. But a good football team is just like it is every week in the conference. You got to be ready to go.
Coach, Eddie from New Orleans wanted me to ask you this question. On the touchdown with Guggenheim, that was a middle screen? Because from what I saw, it was almost right smack dab in the middle of the field. Or was that something that he just sort of floated in that area and your quarterback was able to dump it off to him?
No, Mike, it definitely was a middle screen. It was called. I thought they rushed it hard, and I think we had one guy to get it over, and I think McQuaid did a good job of getting it to him, getting him Colin. And it was just clear sailing to the end zone.
Yeah, because, you know, in the film I saw, it looked like a middle screen, but then sometimes it's not set up that way, and, the running back will see, maybe, oh, my quarterback's in trouble. Let me get in his sight vision a little bit, but that was a well-executed play. He had smooth sailing all the way through.
Yeah, it was good. It was the big boy. He made a guy miss one guy and tried to get a hand on him, and he didn't, so it was a good call, a good time, and it was a big point where we got some in the second half, and end of the first half, and we went for two, and we didn't get it, but it was still good to get some points on the board.
Bob?
Now, Coach Rebo, looking at McQuaid, he ended up having 178 yards passing, a touchdown, and a pick, but how about, I like this production, Terry Matthews, what, 8 catches for 94 yards. What can you tell the fans about Terry Matthews?
He's been playing really good for us the last couple weeks, Bobby, and really proud of him. He was an inside receiver for us, and we had a couple guys go down at the receiver spot, and we moved him to the outside, and he's been very, very productive. He's really got good hands. He's not the big outside-type receiver, but he really is, can be an electric with the ball in his hands. So really, really, he's playing well for us right now. He's going to have to continue to do that until we can get some of these guys back.
Coach, one of the texters wants to know about the health as you enter this game Saturday at home in Thibodaux at John L. Guidry Stadium against Stephen F. Austin. Your health?
Yeah, I think anytime you're playing 8 games in this league, you're going to be banged up. And we got a few bumps and bruises. We got some guys. It seems like this, Mike, every time we get one guy back, we get another one that gets banged up and goes out. But I told the team I was proud of them the way some of these guys are stepping up and responding and playing. And then when we do get these guys back, we should be better off for it. But we're about as healthy as we can be. We're not going to look and make any excuses. We'll use the next man up mentality because we got a bunch of good players.
Coach, let me let you run. I know I can hear the stomach grumbling from over here. I know where you're headed, but I appreciate your time, brother. Thanks so much, and good luck this coming Saturday against Stephen F. Austin.
All right, guys. See you next week. Thank you.
All right, Coach Rebo.
That was Nicholls State head football coach Tim Rebo. The Tim Rebo Show is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future.